Spotlight series, where we sit down with people who have basked in the glow of success in their career field and want to let the masses know how they did it. In this session, we'll be covering the field of accounting. You're listening to Alexandra Elizabeth, and I'm sitting here with Lance Diamond, who is a CPA. Thanks for joining me today. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Lance Diamond. My background is in business school at University of Michigan with a bachelor's degree, and moved on to work in public accounting at one of the, I guess back then in the old days it was the Big Six, now it's the Big Four, I don't know if it's smaller, but it's at Ernst & Young for a few years and left at the senior level to move on and challenge myself in running a private financial and accounting department of a private company, Crunch Fitness, in which I eventually moved on to become the CFO and the head financial officer, and took a company from what I would say was a few stores and $5 million to about $75 to $100 million, and sold it for a $100 million acquisition to a publicly traded company, Bally's Total Fitness, which was probably my most successful endeavor. It taught me a lot. I started as the only person, I used to call myself the accounting guy, in-house accounting guy, and by the time I left, there were 25 to 30 people in the back office, and we had a tremendous amount of technology gathering information across the country. And then I moved on to the internet world as the head accounting and financial officer, and went on to private equity, and then basically decided that I wanted to be my own boss, but I didn't want to be in the business of attestation services, like producing reviews, compilations, and I really enjoyed the internal operations of accounting. So I created a business model where I turned people's cost centers into my profit center, which was basically I would run the in-house accounting department of companies that are startup all the way to $100 million in revenue. And that's our specialty. We branded it. We added an extra office offshore with a tremendous amount of technology platform to allow us to remotely manage offices. And that's where I sit today as the owner of one of the larger national outsourced accounting and finance operations of what I would say general industry.
Okay, so how did you motivate yourself and stay motivated?
I guess before having children, which is an automatic motivator, my motivation was I wanted to create, I guess my first immediate motivation is I wanted to create a job for myself so that I had the ability to control my own schedule. And that was probably my most immediate motivation. My second was I desired to really, because I truly believed in the concept that there are a tremendous amount of private businesses out there that don't have well-managed in-house accounting departments, because most people cannot find good help from part-time to what I would say multiple full-time back offices. So I really believed in my concept. That was probably the second motivator. And the third motivator is once I had children, I eat, sleep, and breathe, making sure they're taken care of.
Okay, and now moving to your most recent venture, Impact. I guess, can you describe like what your typical clients are like and what your basic day looks like?
Yes, our typical client, I would say the sweet spot or the client that we probably can serve best is around $2 to $10 million business that has a strong need for both day-to-day, weekly accounting all the way up to what I'll say is relatively sophisticated monthly financial reports to help them analyze and run their business. Anything less than that, it's really just straight bookkeeping, and anything greater than that is a little bit more complex to take over. So that's our typical client, private businesses only right now, not public, both domestic, usually domestically focused, but with sometimes international ownership. And our typical day is ensuring that our own back office, which is functionally set up offshore, and the technology is running smoothly so that we're producing the proper results for the clients on a daily basis. And also, we're probably ensuring here that any new clients that come on board, we're learning their business, learning what their needs are, and doing a tremendous amount of setup on a daily basis for the first 90 days along with their accounting so that we could then eventually put it into our business model, which is an onshore-offshore model.
Do you think your job as a CFO at Crunch Fitness helped you create Impact and its business model?
Yes, definitely. I've always believed while I was at Crunch that I probably had a very strong skill, even stronger, in running in-house and more of a passion for it. So I like to call it, I like to say the in-house type expertise is an operational accounting expertise, which I think interrelates to the front end of the operations of a business. It interrelates, in my opinion, to how to gather information very effectively and efficiently in each company that's different, and also a tremendous amount of software and technology knowledge that was gained over time, along with merchant banking that goes along with the standard, I'll say, banking and payroll knowledge that most people have. And I would say the skill set at Crunch in those 4 years is probably the equivalent of what most people would learn in 10 or 15 years, because it grew really rapidly. And yes, it definitely had a tremendous impact, no pun intended.
You mentioned that you worked at Ernst & Young as an auditor. Do you recommend a person who is looking to become a CPA to work at one of the big four, or is that overrated?
I don't think it's overrated. I think you learn more in-house, but sometimes you might need the exposure to different industries. That's the advantage of public accounting, where you can bounce in and out in the course of a year in 10 different industries and 10 different clients, and then you kind of get a flavor of what type of company or industry you're really looking to work for and within. So in that sense, I think it's very helpful. If there are more companies, which I think there is now than 10 years ago, like Impact, I think people, if they worked in-house at my staff, would get the same flavor as public accounting, and maybe even a little better, because they would really get an understanding of the front-end operations and the overall businesses, whereas on the audit side, there's a lot of ticking and tying, suggestions, and then you kind of walk away. That's maybe the only negative.
Okay. So now that the CPA requirements have changed, you really don't think that auditing at one of the big four is really necessary to become a successful CPA, or...
I don't think public auditing is necessary to be a very good CPA. If you're going to be in the business of working at a CPA firm that only does audits and attestation and review and compilation services, probably the audit side, you're going to need the experience in audit, like in any business. If you're going to become a basketball player, it's probably good to play basketball. But I would say, if depending on what type of CPA you want to be, I don't know if that necessarily is as needed as it once was.
Okay. Talking about the CPA exam, what was the hardest part? How long did you study for?
I would say, for me, what was the hardest of the four parts?
Right.
Ironically, I found audit the hardest, even though I was in public accounting and in audit. I think they purposely made that, at least back when I took it, maybe they made it purposely harder because they felt that a CPA should be really good in audit, and therefore they were more stringent than they were in business law, knowing that a CPA just needs exposure to law but doesn't need to be an expert at it. So ironically, I found that the hardest. How long? I think if my theory would be three. You probably need to really dedicate yourself for a few months, probably 4 days a week to really master it, and that's what I did.
So do you recommend using a program, or do you think just studying on your own is fair enough?
This one is personal, whatever works best for each person. I think either one. Some people, maybe the program will force them to study. That's probably the value of those kind of programs. But if you're a self-motivated person, or in my case, I actually picked my bags up and subletted a place in my old college and stay in a law school with a friend of mine for 3 months, because I knew it would put me in an academic environment, and that's all I had to do there with not much things to do. So for me, that was the least amount of distractions. So
what's a possible job after auditing for like a candidate that's becoming a CPA?
After auditing, I think there's very strong capability of going into what I'll call as an analyst, because I think you've gotten exposure to different back office and financial analytics, and some probably have to gain a little bit more experience in the finance side of an analyst position, but you have enough of a background to potentially get that opportunity. I think you also have the ability to go into like mid-office if someone's interested in Wall Street, but they really can't be a trader yet, and they don't want to be pure fund management or accounting. There's that mid-tier where they can potentially move their career eventually to the front end if they think that's where they want to go. And I also think you can go in-house and eventually be someone's controller and CFO and work your way up through that ranks as an operational accountant, so to speak.
Okay. What is the best advice someone told you?
Good question. And as it relates to professionally?
Yes.
The best advice, I think the best advice was once I went in and started Impact, someone said, be very careful with what clients you choose and make sure you really like them, like what they do, and you like to work for them. Because while you're your own boss, your customers become your boss when you're self-employed. And I think I've taken that to heart because I had one bad experience early on, and I've been a lot more selective in making sure, because it does also cause stress for employees within the company when there's customers that are not nice.
I guess my last question would be, what is the best advice you can give someone who's still in search for a real career in the field of accounting?
I think they really have to determine if they're one that likes to review and be on the outside checking things and servicing someone from the outside, or whether they really want to service from within, get to know the business, be part of and close to the other executives within the company and help affect one organization. Whereas on the other end, if they really like servicing many clients, staying on the CPA side, whether it be tax or audit, would be the smarter approach if they really don't want to put all their eggs in one basket and be just at one place.
Okay. Thank you for joining us today, Lance.